Introducing the Faith Series, a transformative audio sermon experience crafted by the visionary minds at spiritnerds.org. Each week, we bring you a curated collection of powerful sermons from theologically sound preachers around the globe, delving into diverse topics that address the depths of our spiritual journey. This remarkable series has become a beacon of inspiration, touching the lives of millions of Christians worldwide. From faith-building messages to practical guidance and navigating spiritual matters, the Faith Series is a wellspring of blessing designed to ignite your faith and deepen your relationship with God.
Persecution. We are going to be excavating persecution as part of the prime requirement for greatness, part of the prime requirement for working with God, part of the prime requirement for advancing in God. Jesus Christ was the one that told his apostles, "No one leave father, mother, house, brother, sister, everything and follow me, that do not receive all of these things in turn plus persecution." And he said, "If the people of this world persecute me, they are going to persecute you." There is a blessing attached to persecution. And any believer that has not been persecuted, it means he has not yet provoked the gate of hell. Is that okay? The gate of hell retaliates and responds when a believer begins to make advance. And that response of the gate of hell to a believer is referred to as persecution. Why am I going through this? Why is it like that? Why is it like that? What you are going through, my beloved, is what we refer to as persecution. It's not a curse. Many of you look at it as if I'm under a curse. I have broken this curse now. I have sowed seed. I have fasted. I have done this. I have done that. Some things, some cup, you don't throw them away. You drink them. Are you getting my point now? You drink the cup. Jesus Christ spoke about a baptism of suffering. There is a baptism of suffering. Many of you knew about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You knew the baptism of fire. That's true. How? You know the baptism in water. But do you know about the baptism of suffering? Because there is a baptism that a believer must go through apart from the baptism of fire, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of water. I get the point now. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is your identification and the seal of authorization that you are part of the Godhead. When a man is baptized of the Holy Ghost, it means now the Holy Ghost unifies him with God the Father and God the Son. The baptism into Jesus Christ, which is the one that you do via water, is a public display that now I am born again. Are you getting the point now? The baptism of fire is when the Holy Ghost come upon you to stir you up to pray in tongues. But there is another baptism referred to as the baptism of suffering. That one is when you go through things in the name of the Lord for the sake of your conviction, for the sake of your beliefs, and God is demanding of you to endure it. You will pray and fast and cast and bind, it will not go. Because there is a purpose, there is a reason for it. So when they threw the three Hebrew men inside the furnace, they would have prayed and averted it. They were prayer warriors. Yet again, all their prayer never stopped them from entering the furnace. But the only thing they could say was, "We know the Lord God, we are serving. Well, we believe he can deliver. But even though he refused to deliver us, we are willing to go through this." So there is an understanding of another kind of baptism. And they are willing to go through it. When they take the apostles and put them in jail, when they tell the believers, don't pray again. Many of you are in schools and in diverse places, you used to use it for prayers. They come and say, don't do this here again. You see, you may fast and pray. Jesus will allow you to see whether will you still love him in the midst of those challenges. You know, it's a good reason not to pray again when your church say, don't enter and pray. Church say, don't pray inside church again. Say, well, they have stopped off from prayers now. I mean, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. But what you don't know is that it was a cup of suffering. It was a cup of persecution. And God had to do somebody. God had to use somebody to be able to provoke that realm of persecution. And so that by the time that persecution comes, you now find yourself unable to be able to do the things you continually doing. Why? Because in the days of persecution, everybody has a reason not to serve God. Simple. And that is the day where the true men and women that will be part of the armor bearers of the last day are selected. In the days when God comes to number, it is in that moment and time when it looks as though it's hard to serve God. In the days when they gather all believers and say, talk no more in the name of Jesus. If anyone talk, they will kill him. And they kill your brother. They kill your sister. In that day, we are going to know whether you truly love God. If you are serving God because of the comfort you get, you are serving God because it's convenient, you are serving God because you have the time, it means your questioning of serving God is questionable. Everything about God must cost you something. It is never, never accepted before God if it is not a sacrifice. And that is the reason why, until every part of your faith and belief is tried, you still don't have faith. Persecution is that moment that try your conviction, try your heart posture to see whether will you still say God is faithful in the midst of that challenge. When men go through persecution and they overcome, no matter how God bless them, it can never take them away from God. Check. There is nobody that's ever become great that has not been persecuted. Nobody. Excluding you that is trying to excuse yourself from it. Now let me tell you, no matter how much you fast, you pray, you sow seed, you must be persecuted. Why? Because persecution try your conviction. Persecution try your commitment to God. Persecution try your heart posture towards God. How many of us will still pray in the days when they say let them shut down the whole of churches? I remember what happened recently, COVID-19. Every church should be closed. Why? Because when people come together, they will catch a virus. So deeper life culture that was trying to be pushed since, that people should not shake hands, not hug each other, we refuse to do it. We say they were not, they are being too holy holy. Now the government say, don't shake anybody. Everybody decided not to shake. Apart from that, we began to dress like masquerade. I have never knew in my life that people can wear something. You know, the face mask became so customized. Everybody looked like a monkey. With kind of being like this, you know, everybody customized their own. Come on, come on, come on. And they say, church, don't go. Don't sit like this together. Don't do this. In the days of Jesus Christ, people gathered together like this. People were pressing and touching his body. When we gather like this, grace is moved together. So they say we should create separation. We should stay here, stay here, stay here. After a while, we realize everything was a lie. They just tried to control the world, and they realized with one idea, the whole world can bow. There is no system that rebels. And the reason was a stupid reason. And the reason was very, very stupid to a point that the people that say we should be quarantined themselves were never quarantined. The people that say you should not shake hands, they were all together. It was a system designed to control mankind. Mind you, the Antichrist is going to come. How will they control everybody? They need a system that all of us can bow to. And that one was a test to show us that mankind are puppets that can be controlled. So long as they don't understand another economy. Every kingdom has a system of operation. And we don't subscribe to the kingdom of the earth. Obey them, but know that when demands come to rebel, rebel. The only way we are going to survive on this earth system is that we know that we are not of this world, although we are in this world. In the days of John G. Lake, they spoke about a virus that broke out, and the government quarantined everybody, and they said no church, nothing. The young man says a lie. I must heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Say, are doctors working? He said, yes. If doctors are working, I want to work also. And they begin to move into the camp. They say, but young man, you need to put a glove. You need to cover yourself. He said, no problem. I come from another kingdom. He said, where are the virus? He was packing people and helping the doctors. Doctors were covering themselves inside one nylon. One nylon like that, that looked like the man came like that. He was packing people, and at the tail end, they were the ones dying. He was leaving them all. A man that did not cover himself. How did he survive? The idea was cast from the pit of hell. A demon breathed a possibility, and it cast spell upon the face of the earth, and everybody succumbed to it. In the days, darkness hit the heavens, and cloud begin to rain on the earth. And they say those clouds are acidic, and anyone that inhales it will die. Will you die together with them? In the day King Jong-un, which is the president of North Korea, wake up and say, I'm tired of living. Mind you, North Korea right now has advanced in technology that they have an atomic nuclear warhead that when they release it, it can destroy the whole world. Ask yourself, if that man released 5 of it, will you survive? I don't know about you, but I've seen myself surviving. You need to be able to understand that I cannot put my life upon the help and the trust of a president in North Korea. A man like me can't kill me. But do you need the economy for survival? A day is going to come. That man can wake up and say, let nobody come out again, because I'm about to release an atomic bomb. I learned that in Israel, they have already prepared themselves. They say they have some tunnels. They have created places where if they release atomic bomb, all of them will go and enter and hide. Nothing will happen to them. You are the only one that is not prepared physically or spiritually. And I believe even US are prepared, because they are not that stupid. I don't think Nigeria is prepared. We don't need to go there. But I'm trying to let you understand that he that has what to control the world will control the world. And he can dictate and decide what me and you will do. A day is going to come when we are going to be persecuted, not because we are not good, but because somebody wants to control us. Mind you, all the things you see on the earth is world dominance. Everybody is trying to control. They will never stop until all of us are puppets in their hands. They have used everything they know how to do. Very soon, they will try something again. When North Korea guy wake up, you know, it was Donald Trump that told him that, well, before he detonated the bomb, they will send the one that will detonate the other one. The guy now, to test it, he brought one long warhead like that, and he sent it to one of the embassy. Of course, he bombed the entire embassy. Bump it! Donald Trump, for the first time, have to fly to North Korea and go and shake hands with a man. The first president in US to shake hands with a North Korea president. Why? He knew that the guy is not joking. That guy's sense is not correct. You see, somebody that will carry his sister and kid, carry his brother and kid, carry. If you wake up one day and say he's tired of this earth, he will not want to die alone. He will say, let me kill everybody. Wake up one day and say maybe his sister has an incurable disease. And maybe one day he wake up, he feel that life is unfair to him. What do you think he could do? Even if it is you. Haven't you woke one day I feel like everybody should die? If you have the means, imagine if you have the means to turn all of us to chicken now. Maybe that time that Apostle Paul was about here. So what's this man doing? You just do like this. He will now turn to chicken. Maybe now that I'm shouting like this, say Apostle is wasting our time. You just do like this. I will now become chicken. I'll say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Thank God. God will give you that power. I'm trying to let you understand. If God has empowered you enough, imagine how much would have manipulated people. Yet there is somebody that has the ability to destroy the whole world according to science. If that guy wake up and say everybody should become a Muslim, they will become. If he say everybody should become an unbeliever, they will become, because everybody is afraid of their lives. What are your plans to survive in the days when a knife, when a gun, when they point something on you and they say, choose this way or you die? Because days are coming. Days are coming. Your own is just your lecturer that says, if I don't sleep with you, I won't pass you an exam. And that one is enough for your leg to go like this. A day is coming. A day is coming. Days of persecutions are coming. What are our plans for survival? Of course, we cannot have bombs. We can't have anti-missiles. We can't have all of these things. But we must be able to be in the midst of those things, and we are immune to it. Yes. Because our only way to survive is that we become so immune that these things, although we can be in the midst of it, it cannot affect us. I'm not saying you will not enter the fire. You will be in the fire. The fire will burn so well, but you will not be burned. Simple. There is a security. There is a system of exemption when it comes to the things that pertain to God in the days of persecution. One of the benefits that comes with persecution and the blessing upon it is when you stand steadfast, you are exempted. It will always look as though you will die. But I'm telling you the truth. No one that say if I perish, I perish, perish. No one that say if I die, I die. They don't die. I realize it's those that are afraid that want to run away that die. Those that are willing to stay, they don't die. Mad men are still upon the face of the earth. Very mad people. So mad. Imagine. Just some days ago, I learned that Facebook guy, what's Mark Zuckerberg, wake up and create an app, Trend. Is it Trend? I just wake up in the morning, I'm seeing, follow me on Trend, join this Trend. I said, what's going on here? It's my friend I called. I said, what's going on? What's Trend? He told me it's already there. I should go there. I said, how? What does that mean? I said, what's the signing? He said, just convert your Instagram. Within how many hours? Before 24 hours, 30 million people have joined inside Trend. What if that thing was an antichrist system that you are entering? That means it's possible for somebody to create something and all of us can go into it by default. I want you to understand how the world works. We are all victims of this, I'm telling you. Just understand what I'm driving at. Because you cannot be too wise to say that the world will not have affiliation in you. If they want to kill us, they have many ways. If they want to destroy us, they have many ways. Because no system that has been created that is for believers. All of this system we are programmed by these guys in darkness. Do you know that it's possible for them to engineer code that can affect your spiritual life and put it in something? If they can engineer a code and you download it into your laptop and it crashes the laptop, they can download something to you into your spirit that will crash you. Let's tell ourselves the truth. You see all of these things they call drugs, vaccines, all of these things. They can program humans as much as possible. Days are coming. Days are coming. And they are still doing it. Human psychology, how to control humans, how to program us, how to do all of these things. You see, our only security is the Lord God Almighty. So that even when we are in the midst of it, nothing will happen to us. And that's why I tell you, you must be so secured, you must be so covered, you must be so protected, You must be so fire-eyed that anytime you find yourself in the midst of Sodom, you cannot become part of the culture of Sodom. You can be so covered and shielded that even if they plan whatsoever evil against you, the Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is the exemption that come by God. Because you can't stop them from forming the weapon. They know how to form the weapon. But no weapon formed by King Jomu can prosper over my life. No machine gun, no motor gun, no aeroplane gun can work. But you ask yourself the simple question. You like this. Will knife enter you? Not to talk about gun. Not to even talk about nuclear warhead. If they channel a missile towards your direction to kill you, will it work? Then you know that there is serious work need to be done. We are approaching a day and a time where only them that know the Lord their God that will be strong and they will do exploit. And in these days of persecution, we can only survive by how much more we know the horn of the altar and how much we can be able to bend ourselves and bend the knees in the place of intercession. Persecutions will come. You cannot run away from it. You are coming upon a time, the Bible said, where them that will kill you will think that they are doing God a favor. They will kill you to them. They are doing God favor. So when you refer to as persecution, is hostility. Persecution is ill treatment. Persecution is harassment. And most times upon the basis of religion, ethnicity, and any moral belief or political belief. When somebody feels that your belief system is different from their own belief system, and they feel that you are wrong to believe the things you believe, and they are against your belief system, is persecution. When somebody wake up and begin to treat you differently just because your name is this, your identity is this, because you are this, is persecution. There are people that hate Christians with passion. And so long as your name is Christian, you are just a black, you are blacklisted. There are some people that hate people that come from Benue State. If you are from Benue State, you are their enemy. In fact, even in Benue State, a land that TV people can never marry Doma people, is persecution. And a very simple Doma lady met a simple TV guy, and now they love themselves, they want to marry. The family see over their dead body. Then they have to die. Because when they reach out to me, they say, my mother said over my dead body. My mother said, they have to be dead because they prophesied to themselves. I know a man. He wanted to marry a lady. You know, Igbo people too don't want to marry another tribe. You know that. Before you begin, I love you, go to the house. See how the mother would relate with you first. Don't go and carry yourself and put in that trouble. Say over their dead body. Say, why you mad? Want to marry somebody from the north? Are you okay? Hausa, Onye Hausa, Onye Almajiri. To them, everybody in the north is, that's persecution. You are persecuting us, you don't know. You are watching me here. You are from the east, be very careful. All of us here are not Onye Almajiri. Do I look like an Almajiri to you? Most of you are not as intelligent as some people from the north. The pure apostolic and prophetic voices came from the north. Sometimes I go to the west, go to the east, the way they used to, you know, ostracize us like one kind of Boko Haram person coming. Ah! It's persecution. I can never marry somebody from the north. Hey! One of those ladies said she want to come, but you know, I'm just feeling tired. I see bomb is blasting everywhere. Where did you saw that picture from? The same way some of you are watching me from the US. You felt everywhere in Nigeria people are putting that kind of picture that they used to use before. A child that is sitting somewhere is about to die. A vulture is about to come and eat it. No, now, no. Abba. Looking at some people as trash. It's persecution. You may not know. We are living in a world where people are despised. People are disdained just because of who they are, where they belong to, what they believe. you will never marry the person until I die.
Where the mother died, the father want to continue with the same thing. Where the father follow and die.
Please and please, you need to be able to understand that in life, people are going to challenge what you believe. But when they challenge it, you should not be the one that should give up. You can never win over a person that is not willing to give up. Never. In the days of persecution, we will rise with strong belief and conviction and be willing to challenge the gate of hell. Go with me to the book of Lamentation 3:52. I want to bring you a charge on the joy of persecution, or you can refer to it as the beauty of persecution. It's not bad. See, persecution is not bad. I beg you. When you see it as a bad thing, you are going to lose the strength to be able to fight. When David approached Goliath, Goliath began to persecute him. Who are you, small boy? If I blow air on you, you will fall down. Well, he was boasting in his strength. He never knew that David came in the name of the Lord. And the person he was persecuting, immediately when he went against him, he went down. Many of you that people are insulting and persecuting you, let me tell you, you are better than them. I realize most people that people talk against and criticize, the people are better than them. But the goal of those ill treatment, those talks, those harassment is to make you lose that your originality so that they can win over you. So Lamentation 3:52. Say, my enemies chase me sore like a bear without cause. Say, they have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flow over my head. And then I said, I am cut off. I call upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thy ear at my breathing. He added again at my cry. This was the prophet named Jeremiah. Prophet Jeremiah is a major prophet in scripture. I've explained to you who a major prophet. As a major prophet in scripture, he was part of the prophet that was persecuted so much. In fact, he was so persecuted that he wrote a book referred to as the Book of Lamentation. Mind you, lamentation is an English word. It's not anything. It's a word for cry and cry and cry, cry, cry. He's a cry, cry prophet. Jeremiah is a what? Cry, cry prophet. Because he's a prophet that he's in jail today. Next day, as he come out, he enter again. He'll come out, he'll enter again. He'll come out. Not because of anything, because he's speaking the word of life. And when he found himself in the low dungeon, in the pit, he cried unto God. Although I am here in the low dungeon, hide not your face from my prayer. Hide not your face from my breathing. Because what he called breathing there is actually prayer. Because the challenge there is that when you find yourself in the midst of persecution, if you call upon the Lord, let him answer you. Imagine they are about to stone you to kill you, and you say, Jesus, and Jesus is not available. How much will you feel the pain? So one of our prayer in the days of persecution is, Father, hide not your face from my prayer. Hide not your face from my cry, because you will cry. Most people that are close to me, when I tell them I cry daily, they think it's a lie. There are days you hear me shouting inside, it's not prayer, it's cry. Real genuine cry. Look at my eyes, it's tears. I cry all the time, including yesterday. I still cry. You cannot know the Holy Ghost and not cry. Who are you? You see, all this hard heart you have, you need a lady or you need the Holy Ghost. They will help you. Because all this strong face you have, strong heart, is a trouble. If it is God you are following, people are going to insult you, bastardize you, criticize you, speak against you, challenge you. In fact, sometimes it will look as though it's God himself that is against you. What do you do? You cry. It's true. It's cry. The prophet said, oh God, I may be in the low dungeon. My enemy come against me. They dealt with me. Saul. I had sores from their dealings.
the school deal you like this. One lecturer wake up and say, you will not leave this school. I remember when we were in SBRS in Fontoa. One guy who, you know, this lecturer that used to look simple and look nice. One guy, we just went to school. He went and fell in love with our chemistry lecturer. And when he loved that lady, Mumu boy, he went and confessed his love to her. You don't know that, some people are not your mate. This woman, and now she's married, but you know these people that just marry, you know, and they are still looking nice. It's not everybody that marry and turn like this thing. He went and now tell her that, well, you know, I know you are my lecturer, but I want to tell you the sincere truth. Since I've come to this campus, I have not stopped thinking about you. So I believe I'm here just because of you. The Mumu boy forgot why. I know the guy. It's not as if I'm telling you. It was a sad story of love. Because when he was done talking, he did not know the question of what he was saying. Because most of the things you will do in the name of love, you will regret them. If you have never regretted anyone, you have never loved before. You have realized that the woman looked at him and said, wow, really? I never know that you love me this much. Well, me too, I love you. And because I love you, we are not going to graduate from this place. We will stay together in this place. Because normally we are supposed to do remedial for 1 year, then we move to the main campus. She said, well, since I'm a lecturer in this remedial place, you will stay here with me so that I'll keep on seeing you every year. That's how we did and graduated. The guy was there. The next set came and met him there. The next set, he now began to cry. I don't love you again. Can we break? I don't love you again. Of course, that was a persecution, but he caused it to himself. Is that okay? It is possible that something can be harassing you. It is possible that something can come against your faith. Something can come against your conviction. I remember when we were on campus, it's the same thing. One day they just wake up. Chapel, you know chapel? Chapel shut down their gate that we should not come and be praying there. Normally we used to go there to pray. They say, no longer prayer there. Ah. Then there was a place we used to pray along, is it the volleyball court? They say if they catch anybody there, the security of the school in APU campus should take the person to a guard room and lock it. Ah. We now went to Catholic Church, Our Lady Queen of Peace Parish. Them too, they now say, no, in chapel, drive us away. Why do we want to come to their place? So they are the dustbin. Them too, they close their place. Ah! And we must pray. It became a problem. Of course, to us, that is a persecution. Because it's coming against our faith. So we begin to cry unto God. Father, although we are in this situation, we must grow spiritually. Prayer is part of what we ought to do. You say we should pray always. What should we do? And we began to report them to God. And God said, we should be able to endure and enjoy it because it's a persecution for a time. Do you know that many of us that went to pray, people like them, doctors and the rest, sometimes we'll go to pray, they will come and arrest us and pack us and put us inside their Hilux car and drive us straight to the guard room. When they lock us there, we continue night vigil there. That's why I love those our ladies from campus that time. We continue night vigil inside their cell. We were looking for where to pray before. They gave us one. Won't the people sleep? Say, we are just starting. The next day, when we are praying, they will leave us. Another day, when they disturb them, they will come and carry us. We go lock us, we pray again. In the days of Daddy Idahosa, when they catch one pastor and go and lock him, he will go to the police station and say, lock me too, together with the pastor. In that place, they will start praying and disturbing the cell until they release them. He will do church there. You don't know who Daddy Idahosa is. It was like in the days of Daddy Watchman. They stopped them from doing church, so they gathered themselves in cell. Everywhere you put them, they still do church there. In fact, when they took Daddy Watchman and took him to prison, as he was in prison, he was doing church. He was gathering all the prisoners and he was converting them. In the prison, they begin to see people kapakata. Ah, I thought these were arm robbers and thieves and whatever. Of course, God have helped them. Why? Because watchmaning has come. Let nothing shut down your breathing. Although I am in the Lord, don't John. Jeremiah said, hide not your face from my breathing. When they lock the apostle in jail, the Bible said they gather together, they sing song, they pray, and the Holy Ghost came down. When the Holy Ghost come down, you must be set free. You can change the mechanism, but don't stop doing what you are doing. If they put you inside water and they say die there, die praying, it's more better. I remember that story while I read the story of that the watchman in, that when they lock him inside there, later on they felt, since he's converting all of these people, what should we do? They cut his tongue. You see, since they cannot stop him from preaching, they remove his tongue. When they remove his tongue, he carried his pen, he began to write. It was those books that we were writing, Normal Christian Life, The Spirit Life, all of those things he was writing there from jail. That is why when you read those books, you won't understand it, because you are comfort to him. Fasting, prayer is normal thing, because they don't have any option. It's when they see food that they eat. Have you been in jail before? You cannot say I'm hungry, because there is a time to release food. When that time no come, fasting is constant. And when you eat, you know, you don't have a kitchen to go and cook. When you are not hush puppy. So you need to be able to understand that in the days of persecution, all the things you call an advantage is taken away, and you only survive by cry and by breathing. Don't be ashamed of your cry. Cry very well. It's part of what prophets do in those times. In those times, they weep tears, they shed tears. I don't trust anybody that's not even cried before. I don't trust anybody. You are not a human being. Even Jesus, John 11:35. The Bible said Jesus wept. When they were beating him, he said, "Aya." See, tears is not a proof of weakness. It's humanity. But it's strength hidden inside. Allow the person to finish crying. When the person rises up, you will know. Jesus cried, but he resurrected. No wonder when they approach him, he said, "Sorry, oh, don't cry, don't cry." Do you know the answer he gave that woman? Say, "Weep for yourself. Forget about me." She was giving him water to drink. She said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for yourself and for all these your children. Because a day is coming when I will come again. I will not come as cry baby again." Because when Jesus Christ stand in his glory, you will be the one that will cry. Weep and cry now. Don't worry. There is strength hidden in the weakness. Although you look weak, they look at you as though you are weak. There is a strength inside. Go through the pain. Go through it. But know that yourself is stronger than this. Sometimes we go through challenge. All of those moments that they did to us, look at what it has made us to become. There is no condition I cannot pray in. No condition. Because I have been through all those conditions. We have prayed inside rain before. Because we went to church, the locked church. So the only way we can pray was to enter bush. We went to bush to pray. Rain fell, beat us there. Sun fell, beat us there. You, if AC is not on, this one is not there. You say, light just went off small. You begin to feel like this. I'm no longer in the spirit again. My friend is here. There was a mountain we used to go. When you go to that mountain, you see snakes. Snakes will look at you like this. You look at them like this. Ant will bite you. This one will deal with you. And you are there to pray. How far have you gone in seeking for God? If it's not convenient, you will not do it. Do you truly love God? Because in the days of persecution, your love for God is tested and proven. You only know your genuine friends in the days you are in trouble. The same way God only knows those that are genuinely loving him when they are persecuted. Simple. We cannot be sure you love God until something challenges your commitment to God. Because when they say don't pray again, it's a good reason. And church say we should not pray now. Our school say we should not pray now. Well, was that how our father survived? We must understand that persecution will bring us to a place of tears, a place where we cry, but it's part of it. There is joy in it because it makes us become more strong. It strengthens our conviction for God. Do you know that the person you love the most will make you cry the most? And the more you cry, the more you like them. You don't know? Oh. Do you know how long you have made Jesus Christ cry? You did this, you weep again. You did this, you weep again. You did this, you weep again. And that is why if you truly love him, things are going to happen in your life that will make you weep and cry. And sometimes, serving God is not cheap. Why? Because the world out there is against everything God. And that is the reason why it's going to be very hard for us to survive. But the Bible said that we should not retaliate. We should be what? Peacemakers. Then how can you be a peacemaker in a situation where there are plans for you, for you to die? There was a story in scripture in the book of Acts of the Apostles where there were 40 men that bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat or drink until they kill Paul. What kind of wickedness is that one? People went into fasting, not to grow spiritually. They went into fasting to kill someone. Only God knows how many people have bound themselves with an oath that you will not rise. You will not become anything in your family. This night, we are going to pray against them. Eaters of flesh, drinkers of blood. Eat of your own flesh and drink of your own blood. Because in the days of persecution, it's fire for fire. You see, the Bible says we should pray for our enemies. He did not give us prayer point too. Part of the prayer point is that let them die. The Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. If you allow a witch to live in your family, you are suffering the witch. Suffer him not to live. Let him die. When a witch dies, he is happy. Because he's supposed to die. That's why many witches will tell you that until I die, you must die. It's a verdict of death. Stop wasting your time that they should convert. They won't be converted. In the days of persecution, it's a day of war. Is there any comfort? Is there any consolation? We get it in the place of prayer. And by the time we awake in the place of prayer, is to bring judgment against the adversary. In the book of Psalms 149, I think from 15, the Bible says, let the high praise of the Lord be upon their lips and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance upon the heathen and proclaim the judgment written. See, this is the glory of the saint. In the days of persecution is the days that we rise again in battle. All this normal Christianity, you can't survive it too. You are a peacemaker, but you are a man of war. You are a woman of war. You war at night. Let them hit you now in the daytime. In the nighttime, go down on your knees and say, oh God, behold their threat. In the book of Acts chapter 4, the Bible said the apostles were threatened. Then they said, don't preach in the name of Jesus. Immediately when the apostles were approaching the gate, beautiful, they healed a man there. It became an issue. How did you get healed? By which authority? By which this? By which that? Which one is better? Somebody was healed. Whether it's Baba Balao, is it not good? It's a good thing that happened to the man. Why are you not questioning the man? Are you really sure you are blind? Are you really, really sure? The same way there are people questioning everything in your life right now. God must disgrace the evil one in our lives. And as many that bound themselves with an oath, they will not live to see the oath come to pass. We will grow old, so old to see our children's children. And we will not just be old and be useless. We will be productive, we will be impactful, we will be successful. In the next 10 years, all of us here that you see, you look like if you are young, you are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. In the next 10 years, these are going to be global giants in different structures. and you will love the Lord, you will know the Lord, you will serve the Lord, your family will serve the Lord, your husband will serve the Lord, your children will serve the Lord. It's a prophecy and you must believe it. No persecution will make us leave God. We will not suffer, and suffering will take us out of God. He said, can anything separate us from God? Is it suffering? Is it pain? Is it trial? Is it death? What is it? So that whether we live or we die, we shout Hosanna. You must come to a resolution and say, nothing will take me away from this God thing. I will do it and do it too much. Most of us that you see today that are influential, that are global, check again, it was God that made us so. We insist to remain. I told you here several times how many people look upon me and say I'm a failure. My secondary school say I'm a failure. My primary school say I'm a failure. I went to university and say I'm a failure. Jam say I'm a failure. Why say I'm a failure? Everybody say I'm a failure. Only God look upon me and say something good can come out of this boy. Can anything good come out of you? Human beings may not have the answer. Only God have the answer. Yes, something good can come out of Nazareth. I know in your family you may be the only one. That's the truth. Nothing good can come out. Don't worry. Every black sheep is actually the only sheep in the family. At the tail end, because every other sheep is useless. Joseph went through so much hardship. He was persecuted. They put him in the dungeon. Imagine if the brothers kill him. All the money they collected, as the money not finished. The money finished. Most of the people that sold you, a day will come, they will need you. If you have died, how will you help them? So you must be able to survive. Forget it. I know they cheated you. I know they duped you. I know they took advantage of you. Move on. A day will come, they will come begging and weeping. Can you help me? Because at the tail end, it's not about who is criticized. It's not about who is insulted. How can you become a shoulder for the nation? Your family look upon you, and all the hope of your family lies upon you. Yet again, they despise you. They look upon you and say, you are a small girl. You are a small boy. Who are you? What can you become? No problem. A day will come. They will call upon you and say, we don't know what to do again. We have moved here and there. But we just felt somehow there is something you can do. Many of you are going to become the only breadwinner in the family. It's not about there is another person. Everybody will rest upon you. Say, unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Do you know what it means for the government of Nigeria to be upon the shoulder of a man? Bishop David Oyedepo, boldly, is not pride. When they heard that Buhari is going to China to go and beg for how many billion of dollars, Bishop laughed. Of course, a prophet is not honored in his own hometown. The church in Nigeria have enough money to feed Nigeria for the next 10 years. Those guys run a country. They run nations. Have you been to Redemption Land before? I have been there. Have you been to Canaan Land before? I have been there. Have you been to Mountain of Fire before? I have been there. Those guys don't even know whether they are in Nigeria. I learned of a story. This new minister of aviation that came in, just came in and got angry. Why will a church high five private jets that they are occupying space in the airport? He destroyed the private jet hangar. Bishop laughed. I said, well, I think it's time for Canaan Land to have an airport. What does it cost? Chicken change. These men, you can't frustrate them. You can't. Rejoice not over me, my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise again. Just when they are happy that it has gone down, he awake again. 7 times you will bring a righteous man down, 7 times he will come up again. And anytime we come up stronger. In the days of persecution, we become more stronger. Don't worry. Those things are making you become stronger. How many of us go through challenge? All those challenges taught us many things. While I was in school that time, some of the fasting we did was not because we wanted to fast. I fasted because there was no food. We were seized. They gave birth to us. I don't even know why. I remember one time my father, they said they want to add another one. I said, never again, never again. Add what? We are seized. Because this one is calling for this. This one is calling for this. This one is calling for this. At the tail end, before you reach your turn, you have fasted for like 1 week. So when you call home, they will say, wait, oh, your brother just called now. They just sent for your brother. They just pay this sister's school fees. They pay this one. I say, oh, God. So most times, you have to fast whether you don't want to fast. So those moments, we find ourselves fasting. Normally, I would never fast if there was so much food. So God had to ensure that there was no food so that I can fast. And I rejoice God for those days that there was no food and I learned how to fast. Because I might have never fasted. Meet a billionaire son now and ask him, have you ever fasted before? No. And now you are giving the guy Watch My Name book to read. A part of how to grow spiritually fasting. Eh? You mean I should see food in the house and not eat? This one that take ice cream. Take this one. Take this one. Take this one. Take this one. So you have to rejoice in the days of poverty. Rejoice in the days of lack. Because there is a day of abundance coming. So that when that day comes, you will not be a mumu person. You will have sense and brain. You will never fast when you have abundance. You will learn from it when it's in lack. Everything about this spiritual thing, you learn it from the grassroots. Just like you will learn how to pray now, not when you have a ministry. Because the day you have a ministry, you will not still pray. Many pastors that are not serious with their life, they were not serious before. They just became unserious people that were decorated with color. They were ordained and they went back and they are still unserious. Wake up and be serious. God has given you a commission, giving you something, be very serious with it. Everything walk upon the platform of seriousness. Don't just sit down and wait for everything to happen to you. No. We are coming upon a terrible moment. The book of Matthew 5:9. Book of Matthew chapter 5 from 9. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil things against you forcefully for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which were before you, saying, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? Blessed are we that we are peacemakers. We try to be peacemakers as much as possible. But the Bible says, in our trying to become peacemakers, we are going to be persecuted. We are going to be insulted. People are going to say all kinds of things against you. How many of you, so they just look at you, just went to a guy's house, a brother's house. You just finished prayer now, as you are just going out, the brother was escorting you. People look at you, say, Shegia, Yari Iska, Kalwa. You just went to church, we are coming back from church. Maybe you just left Shekinah now. You are going back home. As you just reach home, your father say, Kinje ina. Kinje willing so the inke ko. Blessed are you when men speak forcefully evil things against you. Say, church person. But look at you, church person. For my name's sake, they will speak against you. They will talk against you. They will say all evil things against you. The Bible says, blessed are you when men revile you. When men look upon you and say, you are not part of us. We don't do things with these church people. You are blessed. You say, for yours is what? The kingdom of heaven. A time is going to come when people will be running to look for the kingdom of heaven. But they don't know that part of it is to wear the garment of this persecution. Are people look upon you before and say, why are you praying here? Why are you doing like this? Why are you doing like this? Why are you prophesying? Why are you speaking in tongues? Why are you doing this? Blessed are you. There is a blessing you don't get until you are persecuted. This is what I'm trying to drive you at. Part of the blessing that we receive in this kingdom comes from persecution. So anytime people persecute you, say glory be to God. My blessing is about to come. I have been waiting for it for so long. Now it's about to come. When you give your all to a people and they look upon you and still insult you and say, yes, you are this, you are that, you didn't do enough, no problem. Blessed are you when men speak evil against you, when men persecute you. they misunderstand you, they say this, they say that. See, most time, many of the people that people misunderstand, insult, they are very good. You don't believe me? You see you like this, that people are looking at you and talking against you and saying this and saying this. The truth is that most of the people speaking against people, they are more evil than them. You don't believe me? People hide in pride, though. People hide in hypocrisy. And you will see a lady thinking that lady is the baddest girl. You'll be shocked that she may just be a natural girl that just like fashion. She's just fashionable. There's nothing bad about her. And you may see another lady that dress up and down like a sister that escaped from convent just to go home to come back again. And you'll be so shocked what the lady is. I came from Zaria. If you have come out at night to pray the way we used to do, all these ladies, outside ladies, they used to wear hijab and cover themselves. I was shocked when I started coming around 2 a.m. to pray at night. I would be an hijab woman with big stomach. I would think it's a lady that is pregnant at night, only to realize there is a man inside that covered the hijab together with her. And in the daytime, they will cover their face like this, cover here, and they are moving like this, like an angel that just became visible in the realm of men. And these are the people that speak against Christians, insult Christians. Recently, my neighbor happened to be a Muslim. Funny enough, you know, because of the things we do in the house, prayer, playing, all of these things. You know, in my house is a culture, you don't watch movies. If you watch movies, I see that format your phone. So also that you can have sense. Next time you make one mistake, learn. But the truth is this. Suddenly, one of the Muslim women just ran to me. She came. Say, guys, since you have come in, I just love you people. Because choir used to come to my house sometimes, we sing worship at the rest. That she just loves what we are doing. She loves the sound, she loves the song. She don't really understand what she loves. I know most of my clothes have Shekinah. Say, this Shekinah thing, what is it? I say, it's actually the visible manifested presence of God. And it has a glory. You know, when I was talking, the woman said, wow. See, she liked this thing, though. That this thing that I put on my door, that I am mounting up, that can I give her it? I say, I have plenty. Do you want? I say, yes. She said, okay, that should give her for her sister, give her for her mother, give her for this, give her for this. Ah! Say, in this church, can she follow me one of these days? I say, which kind of Holy Ghost is this one? She began to tell me how much she loved Christianity and this and this, you know, but her husband this and this and this and this and this. Me with my innocent heart now, I begin to try, okay, the woman followed, I entered the house, came and sat down. Was watching the things were shoes of church. What kind of thing is this one? In my heart, I know there'll be a problem. Because my neighbor is her husband. And he's a chronic Muslim, chronic. I don't know how you stumble upon all those prophetic things. And I think the woman, I told her, go on YouTube. Maybe she went and started watching us on YouTube. She said, can she watch this online? I said, yes. She said, okay. She went to start watching the thing. From that day, the husband became my enemy. They gathered themselves and did conference meeting. This man, no. Say, before I will now come and convert their wife. Was it me that convert her? No. Look at Ibrahim here. Ibrahim is a Muslim. Father is a member of House of Assembly. Grandfather is a king. Nobody convert anybody. If it's easy, go out and try to convert somebody. It takes the presence of the Holy Ghost. That's why I tell you, when people see you, something should convict them. When they come around you, let them not be comfortable. When a sinner come around you, let them not be comfortable. I was traveling one day. I boarded a public transport going to Abuja. As I just entered the car, the woman began to confess her sin. Say, hey, sorry, this man that dropped her here, he's not her husband, though. He worked with the Ministry of Information here in Lafia. That actually she came and meet with him. They have been in the hotel for the past 1 week. She just came from Abuja. Hiya, I should forgive her. Now, you know, the man has a wife. Oh, this, that look at the things he bought for. I said, madam, stop talking. I want to put earpiece to hear some. Why? The Holy Ghost convicts men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But until you are a carrier of this presence, you cannot be exempted in the days of persecution. What I'm trying to let you understand is that when one door closes, another door will open. When they think as though they have win against you, the Lord will make you rise again. But you cannot be too wise not to go through persecution. You will go through persecution whether you know it or you don't know it, because your singing can be an offense to somebody else. Just because you have a roommate in the hostel and you wake up at night and pray small, you that you are trying to manage your prayer life, you that we are looking at you as if your prayer life now, wala, increase it. But that little 30 minutes that you just do in the hostel, your neighbor say you are disturbing them. Or that little message you just play, they say, no, you are disturbing. What will you do in that day? Will you now say, okay, in that regard, let me just stop? But I realize these same people, if you carry the band song, or you carry Bomber Boy, or you carry whiskey and play it, if you like, play it loud, they don't care. What is it about God that is offensive? What is it about God that affects the soul of man? We are the salt of the earth. That's what I'm driving at. We are the light of the world. Without us, there will be darkness. There was darkness until you came. You are in that campus and there is darkness everywhere. That lady has been coming around you. Why has her life not changed? That guy has been coming around you. Why is his life not changed? There is something about you that is not affecting them. If you are the one changing, there is something about them that is stronger than you. You have to pray, Father, fan the flame in me. As iron sharpened iron, the Bible said, so is the countenance of one sharpened by the other. You hardly cook without salt except you are a diabetic patient. It's abnormal. There is no way the earth will have savour until you and I in the earth. If you take away me and you in Lafia, there is every chance that Lafia will be in calamity. You and I, our prayer, our intercession is making God come to this region. So he said, I will not destroy the land if I can find only 50 righteous men. What about 13 righteous men? At the tail end, they can't even find even 12. Only Noah. What? Only Lot and his household. And his wife was not part of them. It's possible for you to marry a man that will go to hell, you will go to heaven. It's possible for you to marry a woman that will go to hell, you will go to heaven. Ask your neighbor, is your heart with the Lord? We are about to leave Sodom. Tell your neighbor, we are about to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. I hope you don't turn back, because you can become a pillar of salt. What was it so beautiful about Sodom and Gomorrah that the woman was willing to look backward for? That is how many of you your life is. You are up today, you are down tomorrow. Up today, down tomorrow. Every day you turn back. Please, burn the bridge, burn it. There is nothing about carnality that is good. Program yourself, say it's bad. Say it's bad and bad. Hate it with passion. Many of you, you romance it. You love it. You mesmerize your weaknesses. You call it just a weakness. Yes, a challenge. There is nothing about it. It's a commensurate program attack to destroy your life. See it as an enemy. See that masturbation as an enemy. See that pornography as an enemy. See that lie as an enemy. See that stealing as an enemy. Everything that does not look like God, see it as an enemy. When you see it as an enemy, you treat it as an enemy. Because the truth is that the enemy of a man is actually within him. Sometimes around him, sometimes inside of him. The world will stop at nothing until you and I go backward. The goal of persecution is to make believers to what? Backslide. Simple. Everything about persecution is to make us judge God not to be faithful and to make us to backslide. I end with this scripture, then we pray. Revelation 6:7. See, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast saying, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat upon it was what? Death. And hell followed him with, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and hunger. And with what? Hunger and with death. And the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And the Bible says, a white hope were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servant also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Anytime I read this scripture, I weep. It then means that scripture acknowledges that there are people that are going to be killed by persecution. Simple. My genuine, sincere apology goes to those that have been victims of persecution. In places like Borno, places like most of the places in the far northeast, people can be in church like this and a bomb will blast and all of them will die. People can be in church like this. I heard about the one in Owo. They enter and kill people in a Catholic church. This is the situation. It's what happened in the book of Romans, in the book of Revelation 6. How that there were people that were killed for the sake of this thing. And because they were killed, God refused to judge them. They are still walking upon the face of the earth. And the souls of these people refuse to rest. Is crying daily, oh God, how long will you come to judge? Because normally, just like the case of Cain and Abel, when Cain killed Abel, do you know that the blood of Abel speaks? Everyone that was killed for the sake of righteousness and is innocent, his blood must speak. That was what happened to Stephen. Stephen was just a deacon that went out to buy tomatoes. He went out to buy things that can be cooked for the apostolic crew. And they gathered him and they stoned him and stoned him to death. And while he was dying, Stephen looked up and he saw Jesus saluting. Heaven opened, and instead of thunder to blast, Jesus saluted him. And he said, oh God, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. That means there are people among us, sorry to say this, that may be on their way going home, and they may gather them and they may stone them, and they will pray and fast and cry, and yet again Jesus may appear, yet again Jesus will take them home. It's a painful situation, but those people are a seed to be planted in time for the rise of an army, because the blood of the martyr is the seed for the gospel. The gospel requires the blood of innocent soul for it to propagate, because there has to be a voice that can cry without restraint. The voice of Abel speaks. Cain, why did you kill your brother? Why? You have been killing. This one is too innocent. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks. Why? Because it was an innocent blood that was shed. Your killing is not generic. It's one person that you kill, you will not sleep well again. Because this one is not a normal human being. There are people that kill people, and that day they got born again. That time when we were in Zaria, there was a riot that gushed out in Kano around 2009 or 8 or 10, I can't remember, that they were killing people in Kano. They will use knife, put again and remove. You will see they are cutting children, cutting unborn children, cutting them. Blood gushed out upon the street of Kano. So long enough, Jesus Christ begin to appear to people in their mocks, begin to appear as the man that want to shout Allahu Akbar, Jesus will appear. It was not long enough, many Malams begin to convert, including the king of Kano, Ado Bayaro. His son saw Jesus, and right now he's a preacher. In the days of persecution, Jesus is looking for an army, but many people must be planted as a seed in time. And we know that we are nothing but vessels in his hand. He do with us as he please. Those days are coming. Terrible times. How long, oh God, will you allow us being in this situation? And the Bible said they were given something like a white vessel so that they can be able to, like a white robe that will bring them comfort for the meantime. That means in the days of persecution we can receive comfort from God. Simple. Yes, in the midst of that pain, in the midst of that lack, in the midst of that cry, there is comfort from the Holy Ghost. Cry your cry, shout your shout, but Jesus is in the midst of it. Stephen cried, yet again he was not delivered. As though he was not delivered, but Saul was bettered. Stephen was a sacrifice for the betting of Saul. In the days when the devil take your mother, I know 1,000 men will rise. In the day when the devil take your father, I know 1,000 men will rise. In the day when the devil take one of us, I know men must rise. There was a story of our brother. Leviticus was one of our brother. But that Leviticus was in the mission field in Tungamache. Here in Niger State, this guy was a graduate in the university. Graduate of engineering. And yet again, the Lord said him, go to the mission field and serve me. That guy was in the mission field. He married in the mission field, had a child as he was there. One day, the Lord said, soon I will reward you. The Lord said, I have one more year for you to serve me, then I will reward you. One more year. I thought that one year was a moment of glory. We never know it was a moment of death. That there is a glory that comes from death. Only strong men understand that. Hey! And Leviticus was there serving. One day, Fulani headmen came. They came with their guns and they gathered together. They came to the mission field. They said, young man, what are you doing here? I am here to represent Jesus. They surrounded him. They used gun, shoot his 3-year-old child. Small boy, they shoot him. Leviticus say, why are you killing this boy? This boy is innocent. Nobody is innocent in the day of persecution. No one is innocent. No one is innocent in the day of persecution. We all are guilty. We are guilty. You cannot be innocent. You can neither be hot or cold. You are either hot, you are either cold, or you are not part of us. Leviticus said, if you want to kill me, kill me. That was how they killed him. An evangelist died for Jesus. That was the reward that God gave him. Who are we to judge God? If it please the Lord that in himself I should die, so be it. Hey! Our time is done. I don't want to take so much time. There is joy in persecution. There is beauty in persecution.
Ibaba me,
an army rise. Are you part of us, or you are a baby Christian? Are you part of us, or you are afraid of your life? Jesus said, whosoever is afraid of his life will lose it. If you are afraid, you will lose it. I don't want you to be afraid of your life. Forget about it. Hey. I have come to empower you.
I have come to empower you. I have come to empower you. I have come to prepare you. I am here to prepare an army. Prepare an army. Prepare an army. A day come. A day come.
Adonai Yahweh Elohim, you are the King and you reign forevermore. Adonai Adonai Yahweh Elohim, you are my King, you are the King and you reign forevermore. Adonai Adonai Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, you are the King, and you are the God. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh.
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
you are the King, you are the King, and you are the God. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
you are the King,
and you are the
King.
Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are my King, you are my King,
and you
are the
King.
Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
you are the King,
you are the King,
you are the King,
and you are the King. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
you are the King,
you are the King,
yes, you are the King.
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
you are the King,
you are the King,
you are the King.
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
yes, you are the King,
you are my King,
yes, you are,
yes, you are. Adonai, Yahweh Elohim,
you are the King,
you are my King,
you are Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King.
The Lord is upon
you,
the grace of the Lord is upon you, the grace of God is upon you. Go through the pain, go through the suffering.
Oh, you are the King. You are the King.
You know
it's a voice and say,
you are
the
King.
Say, you are the King.
You
are the King.
Oh,
you are the King.
voice. Rejoice in your
infirmity.
Lord Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Let devil will take us away. Let devil will make us backslide. Let demon will take me away.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible spiritual journey through the faith series brought to you by spiritnerds.org. We hope these powerful sermons have touched your heart, expanded your understanding, and ignited a flame of faith within you. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Continue to explore the depths of faith, seek wisdom, and embrace the transformative power of the gospel in your daily life. Stay connected with spiritnerds.org for more uplifting content as we strive to be the source of inspiration for millions of Christians worldwide.